So your reflection was?
What is your perspective?
What is your perspective? Would you care to share?
Yeah, I think all this life, my perspective was always from that of having to win, of being careful, of being in control.
Yes.
Of not losing. And I sort of traced it back a little bit, and I come to the perspective that actually the thing is to have fun. And I think my perspective has changed.
So you don't want to win anymore, you're going to have fun instead.
It's to play the game, it's not to have it to win it, it's just to play it. That's what it's all about.
Play what?
The game.
What game?
Of life.
The game of life.
Of being there, of just enjoying it.
So not being so serious.
You don't need to win.
Excellent.
I'm planning for the future, I'm working for the future.
Yeah.
There is no future. It's just a joy.
Fantastic.
Anyway, that's my big win.
Do you know one of the first slogans of the Lojong training? 7 points of mind training.
Okay.
Give up.
Give all victory to others. In other words, don't win. Take all defeat to yourself. Defeat to yourself.
Okay.
But you have to understand this in its real context. Because it's what you've been saying. Normally, our perspective is, I always have to win. I always have to come first. It's always about me. So, this is the fundamentally egocentric orientation in the world. And that we now see is the source of our suffering. And the amazing thing is, the mind believes that if it wins, it's going to be okay and happy. But the paradox is the opposite. If we give up trying to win, we discover happiness. Number one. And then, if we accept defeat, we are accepting the ability to let go of that orientation that causes all the problems. Because it is the egocentric that feels defeated. You remember we started talking about that yesterday? How somehow, when we don't follow through on our grasping, there's a sense of disappointment. That's the part that loses. Great. How did the rest of you get on? What is my perspective?
Mine was slightly more egocentric, unfortunately.
Very good.
Because I realized, like, a lot of my life, I broke it down into sections, like whatever, health, you know, financial stability, religion,
where
I stand. And I realized that it created a lot of fear, and the underlying force was uncertainty.
Right.
And in that uncertainty, I realized, creates like, it's like a vicious circle, like a lack of trust in life and people, situation, you know, health. Tomorrow, that sort of thing, I don't know if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So the grasping at those objectives actually creates a sense of insecurity.
Yeah.
So now what's your perspective?
Well, I think I just have to kind of stop worrying about it so much.
Can you do that?
Let go of it and just... not try so hard to figure things out and to make such a success or to win and stuff and just sort of settle into it a bit more.
Great.
Be a bit more patient and not try and, you know, be Einstein.
So just be more able to flow with life rather than trying to control it.
Yeah.
Or am I putting the wrong words?
No, I think it's pretty accurate. But to just take the place back.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Rob, I looked at it slightly differently. I kind of started thinking about perspectives and viewpoints.
Yes.
And so for me, the first one was that my natural instinct is to view things as to how they affect me.
Brilliant. Yes.
And then the second one was I started thinking, but what I'd like to be able to do is to be able to look at things from another person's viewpoint.
Yes.
So to see that perspective, because I think that you've got to get beyond looking at it from your own thing, from your own view. And then the third one, which is a bit more difficult to articulate, was that I got the sense that if you can look at something from somebody else's point of view, that helps you to relate to them, that helps you to understand and to deal with them. But there's another level that you need to get to as well, which is looking at something from a, and I don't know if common humanity is the right word, but sort of from a common perspective, from how do we all see things?
Yeah.
So those were kind of the three reflections that I picked up out of it.
Fantastic. So, what you started realizing was your base perspective is me and how I see things. Then you reflected, well, how's about seeing things through the eyes of others? And then that went on to what is the perspective of the bigger picture? Yeah. What does that produce if you get to your third step?
Wisdom.
And?
Insight, I think.
Yep.
Compassion.
And compassion. It would produce a growing realization that what is important is the welfare of all beings rather than just me. Why would that be?
I think it comes down to what to the point you were making yesterday, which is that the if you get to that common point about how we all see things, then currently as things are, is that we all see things through our own perspective and how they impact us. That's how everybody does it, and therefore we all need to move beyond that.
Because
if that makes sense. Because none of us want to suffer, basically.
If I'm only seeing things from my perspective, would I easily be able to chop down the trees of the Amazon Valley because it would earn me more money?
Yes.
If I was seeing things from the bigger perspective, would I be able to do that? Why not? I would realize it harms.
I know. Because it's not fun hurting others.
Yeah, it's not fun. Although, you know, the sad and remarkable thing is that some people do enjoy inflicting pain.
Yeah.
But luckily, we're not among them.
It goes back to what Charlie was saying about the dream. When I picked the fruit from the tree, I realized that fruit's me.
Yeah. I mean, when you follow that through, it's very profound.
What was that?
What Charlie was saying in his dream, when you pick the fruit from the tree, you realize the fruit is me.
In a lucid dream.
In a lucid dream. But that can be transposed into life. Mm-hmm. You know, if we live as though we are insulated, isolated, self-sufficient entities, then our ability to harm the rest is going to be unchecked. Because we don't see that everything is interrelated, but we live in a huge complex state of interrelationship, and this is one of the maybe difficult areas to understand in Buddhism, because Buddhists are always going on about that, how we live in a state of interrelatedness. Nothing is separate from the rest, and yet the destruction we're experiencing the planet now is because people are ignoring that. And they are able to do things which are obviously dangerous and damaging and destructive because in the short term they benefit.